The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. Gosh, it's a great day. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 2nd of July. Yep, that's right. We let June get away from us again. May, gosh, February. You know what? January went off like a shot, too. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor and great customer service. All there. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning. Since I have you both here, I am contemplating using today's episode for the Wednesday replay. So if you are listening on the 4th of July and you're going, wait a minute, these people have the day all wrong, that's the reason.
Well, happy 4th of July, because you know what?
Since you're both here.
Yeah, since we're both here.
Well, good. Okay. Yes, we're both here. And how is everybody this morning? Currently 77 degrees in the downtown studio.
77 degrees. Wasn't that the temperature where you were at?
Yes. I was in actually a beautiful Trinidad and Arcata over the weekend. I have really never spent that much time in Arcata and or Trinidad. And my girlfriends took me over there to where they grew up. So I saw Arcata High, Humboldt University. Arcata, there was a really good reggae. I'm not a reggae fan, but there was a good reggae band. These guys were tight. They played for the whole time we were at the farmer's market. And they were just really tight. They played for like 2 or 3 hours. It's like, God, these guys, animals. They played the whole time. And we went and climbed down cliffs to the beaches that they remember. And they were born and raised there. So it's their hometown. And these girls have all been tight. And they met their other friends for coffee. And these girls are like in, like 70.
They've been friends since sixth grade. They used to walk to school together. And they've invited you. Somehow you've been adopted in. You've become a member of the Arcata High School.
Tribe.
I guess that would be what it is.
Yeah,
the posse.
I'm honored.
The posse there.
You know, I mean, it's like I don't really have a lot in common with them. But it was just a lot of fun. And one of the girls had a friend who had a beautiful home that she let us stay in that was passed down in one of those family homes that's right on the cliff on the coast. And we ate oysters and shrimp and all kinds of wonderful things. I know you're jealous, but it was beautiful to climb down. It was called College Cove.
I got to get my eyes scratched or something, so I was had to maintain
we just
a
have
dark
a beautiful state.
Had to maintain a dark room presence.
Yes, I'm
Saturday
sure you did.
And Saturday and Sunday, and you came home, and then
it did feel very cave-like.
It did because it was very cave-like. Everything was dark. When we went outside, Elkhorn and I both had sunglasses on because it was bright. And anyway, hey, you know what? 4th of July week. I just love this week. I like 4th of July. We have very few holidays that we take off here at KCNR 1460. Wednesday is one of them. Thanksgiving's another. Christmas is another. You know those right there. So, the 4th of July. It, to me, it means so much.
Want to watch the fireworks someplace?
Yeah, we could be sitting in our backyard and watching.
We could. Well, let me get on with
and
the weather.
Watch the dog running circles around us going crazy.
No. She has. We don't give her doggy volume, but she needs to have her little ears covered. Currently 77 degrees. Let's get back in there. Today will be 102 with our highs of 102 and our lows of 69. Tuesday calls for our highs of around 97, and Tuesday night will be clear with lows of 67. Now on Independence Day, sunny with a high of 92 and lows of 64. So it looks for the rest of the week. We don't have those triple-digit figures like we did over the weekend.
Today?
Because everything was 108 yesterday, wasn't it?
It was, whatever it was hot. And you know it's hot.
But Sunday will be 100 degrees.
I saw a beagle hound wearing one of those cooling neckerchiefs as it was walking down the street. You know, you can buy little doggy.
Of course, you can.
Little doggy pads you know, for their feet.
Yes,
when
I've
they're
seen
out
that
walking.
Before.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I saw that, and people put those on when you're out walking. I saw something really cute the other day. She was carrying a, it wasn't like a pug, it was bigger than a pug, but she was carrying it across the street, and then she put it down, and the little dog looked up, she picked it up again. And she was walking down the street, and the pug's, you know, was kind of looking around. Oh, yeah, this is cool. She wasn't going to put its little feet on the ground. You know, so somebody was thinking about it. Hey, Anderson explodes tomorrow night in a good way at the fairgrounds. I think that they start shooting them off at 10, but you can get there at 4 in the afternoon. They've got vendors. They've got all types of things going on there. But that's always a huge and a wonderful display. And then, of course, the Freedom Fest on Wednesday down at the Civic Auditorium. I can just imagine. You know what? I saw something the other day that said, I think the Sheridan is offering some kind of deal down there where you can, for $40, I think it's $40, but you get a barbecue dinner, you get seats
said,
out there,
outside.
And I think a free drink,
mm-hmm.
You know, so you've got all that stuff you can sit outside. I mean, where can you get a better place to watch fireworks than right there?
Well, I know we've emceed a few of those festivals where we
that
were
was true.
Right underneath the display.
We came out covered with ash.
Ash on our face.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really realize how cool it is until you're right underneath it, and then explosions are going off, and you're sitting there rocking. So all of this is going on this week. But, you know, I'm celebrating our independence.
That's right.
It's funny that, you know, a group of people, because this thing started in the, you know, 1760s. This just didn't all of a sudden one day go, oh, let's just declare independence. You know, the English were, the British were taxing us. They were coming in and searching houses. They were doing all these things. And more we had revolutionaries. And you don't think of them as like that, but revolutionaries, firebrands like Samuel Adams and Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson. These guys were radicals back in their time. And even when we got started the fight, it's still, you know, there were still people from the colonies fighting on the British side. And a number of them did that. And this wasn't an easy war. This thing went on and on and on. And then afterwards, it took us another 10 years to get a constitution and everything together. This wasn't done overnight. And people sometimes forget that. They'll look at other countries that we've gone in. They say, well, what's going on in their constitution? It's been 6 months. It took us like, what, 8 years, 8 or 9 years and of a bunch of really smart people working together to try and make a constitution come together. And even then, after that, we had the amendments. So, because we hadn't hit everything just right. Anyway, this is just one of my favorite times of the year.
It is.
It really is. I really am going to enjoy this Wednesday for a variety of reasons. You know, Linda's got me the list that has to happen. Like our fan up in the attic that blow, you know, when it gets to a certain temperature, you know, it starts sucking out the hot air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, we had to turn it off last night.
She comes home, she says, that thing's making some noise. And I said, so from inside the house, you could hear it. But when I went outside the house,
which you didn't do for 2 days.
I went outside. But it didn't sound like that. It didn't sound like that. It just, in the last day, it just, and our neighbors came over and said, you know, we were going to call you. And it's like 9 o'clock. We're going to call you because this thing sounds like a bad airplane taking off.
It does.
And
bearing failure.
So I was up there and, well, here's the thing. On this fan, you can adjust the temperature when it hits, when it starts, but it's wired in there. It's like hardwired in there. And I'm thinking, well, where's the off switch? Maybe I should just cut these with my channel locks. Which, of course, I didn't do. No, yeah, I know. Everybody else, all my producers over there going, No, I didn't. I turned it all the way over to the it has to be like 130 in there before it kicks on.
We're having it fixed
off
today.
But anyway, yeah, the guy's coming in this morning at like 9 to fix
it. Our dear fix it man.
Yeah.
Yeah, when one of these bearings goes, it's usually not good all the way to
things
down
only
the line.
A year old. Things only a year old, though. You know, and the last one we had lasted like 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this one's only lasted a year, which kind of bothers me, which means was it put in correctly or is it just a bad fan? If it's a bad fan, don't get another one. I mean, I think they should last longer than a year because it doesn't run all year.
At the risk of offending somebody, it's more and more of what we're seeing being installed in our homes of cheap Chinese crap.
Okay, well, that could be. But,
so, guys.
You know, but speaking of something that's not cheap or crap, we're talking Sleep Number. Okay, now you slept in 50 degree weather, right? 50 and 60 degree weather.
Yes.
You probably slept great.
I did.
Could hear the ocean.
Opened the door up and had the cool breeze.
Now, when you're gone, I only set one side of the bed. Because the rest of the bed's kind of like got all the pillows and everything on it. I kind of like slide into bed like I did when I was single. I only use one part of the bed. So, but I had it set. My sleep number setting was 55. And your sleep number setting on the coast was zero.
When I got home last night, my sleep number setting was 45. It was great to be home. Great to be on my own bed. And I love my sleep number bed. And we hope that you go to the Target Shopping Center next to the vitamin shop. I'm sure there's, it's a 4th of July special. I know they have specials.
Lowest prices of the season. The final closeout on a Sleep Number Queen C2 mattress with adjustable comfort on both sides, only $599.99. You know what? You'll pay more for that for a lot less mattress. This is rated number one by Consumer Reports by
J.D. Powers.
Thank you, J.D. Powers. All of those. And here you can get one here for $599.99. Going down, Sleep Number. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Hey, we'll be right back at 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 2nd of July. Good morning, everybody.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
A security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Back to good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 again. It's 77 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR with our temperatures 102. We get a chance to tell you that our weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If you have any problems at all with that cooling system, give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Not a better place in town to have your air conditioners or heating systems worked on. Okay, the country of Mexico had an election last night, mm-hmm. and a new leftist populist leader was swept into power. He has promised to end corruption and violence. He wants to sell the presidential plane, he says. He wants to turn the presidential palace into a park, free internet, subsidies to small farmers, single mothers, raise the minimum wage. And here's the thing is, he said that, you know what, as far as I'm concerned, maybe we should get out of the border of helping America enforce their drug laws. So maybe we should pull our military out of fighting the druggies. And he has also made points that he doesn't like Trump at all. And so Trump has said, hey, I congratulate you. But they're hoping is that in the this gentleman will not do something as silly as start a trade war because it would be disastrous to their people. Anyway. But now the other thing though is that they're having their version of the House of Representatives in the Senate is also got like 640 seats up, and they're saying if his party sweeps in there, who knows what's going to happen? It's kind of like the things that they want. You know, they would like to have free internet, and then school grants and all these other things. A lot of these things already exist in our country and other first world nations. But if they could come in there and sweep through there, they can make changes. That would be like having Elizabeth Warren become president and Gavin Newsom becoming the governor of California, and then having the whole House of Representatives and Senate working with them like the Democrats have in Sacramento. Think about this, a 2/3 majority. They could change Mexico literally in a year until the drug cartels kick in. Because I don't think the drug cartels are going to go away, you know, into the night. Mm-mm. Without fighting. You know, because he says he's going to end corruption and the violence. Well, the corruption has to do with drugs and the violence has to do with drugs. Bob?
Yeah, I was just thinking the idealism, and it's always a worthy goal to work toward to get rid of the cartels, but yeah. You are seriously outgunned.
Well, and that's it. You know, probably half of your police force is already compromised. They're compromised because they give them the choice, silver or lead. Remember that? You can be on our payroll and we'll pay you this much money or we will kill you and probably your family. So you get that choice, you know, silver or lead. Many of them have opted for the silver because they're just, you know, they look around them and see what's happening. Many brave Mexican soldiers though and law enforcement still fight. They still try. But if he pulls the army out of this, I don't understand is how he is going to be able to fight the cartels because the police can't. They need the heavy weapons and they need the manpower.
Well, something else you didn't bring into the story was, according to this article, he hails from, of course, an impoverished part of Mexico where oil exploitation began. He reiterated a vow to view the signs of corruption contracts issued to private energy firms under the current government. We haven't talked about that.
Well, that's another thing. Plus, he was raised in extreme poverty, and then he has since he's grown up, as he's gotten older. He's 64 years old now. He has fought for rights for the poor. He has done, he's done a lot of, he's your consummate political community activist, organizer, your organizer trying to get this done. And his two opponents were much younger than him, but they also represented the old government, the old think. And, when they call you the Messiah, and this is what they have dubbed him, the Mexican people. And think about all those small farmers, those poor people, those people that don't have anything. They live in those hard. If you've ever been to Mexico, I mean, all you see is slums or really rich people. You don't see kind of too much in between. So hang on just for a second, Bob. And then but the thing about it is all those people, all those farmers, all those millions of people that live out there in the countryside all came out and voted. They said that, we're tired of this. We've had enough of this. We want our kids to go to school. We want to have enough food.
Yeah, the media painting this as sort of the Mexican version of Obama. In fact, the crowds were shouting some variation of "Yes, we can" last night, according to NPR.
Well, I tell you what they're not going to like is this. He's really more of a version of Trump. He came in from the outside. He swept in. And he's going to make changes to the system. You talk about draining the swamp. This guy talks about draining the swamp. Now, the question is, in the United States, when we drain the swamp, it gets into a fierce legal battle. In Mexico, when he wants to drain the swamp, I'm not sure if it doesn't turn into a gun battle. I mean, they've had that happen before. I hope it doesn't. He's duly elected, and it'll be interesting to see what happens down there. Because he says, I'm not going to help you on the border. That immigration problem is yours, not mine. Okay. Talk about waving flags in front of bulls. So, okay. The other thing, have I talked about the Reading community marches already?
No. You did before we got on the air.
Okay. You did during the break.
All right.
And we all went,
headlines.
What?
Headlines on the Record Searchlight, for those of you who still get the paper. Reading community marches against family separation. Now, you realize that this is over, that, Trump signed an executive order and said, hey, this is, we're not going to do that anymore. Then they're getting the kids back with the parents. Well, this was set up two weeks ago, so you never waste a good march, even if what you're marching against is now gone. The reason's gone. But here it says, Reading community marches against family separation. Bob, did you march Saturday?
No, I was elsewhere.
Ashley, did you march Saturday?
No, I did not.
Linda?
No, I did not.
Carl did not. And I will bet you that if I go out there to 99% of the people in Reading and say, did you march Saturday? They will say no. But it says here, the Reading community marched against family separation. And when they were talking to people that marched, this is my favorite part. They had one guy from Reading, but everybody else they talked to was not from Reading. They were from Chico. They were from Red Bluff. They were from places I hadn't heard of, but they were not from Reading. So, Reading community marches against family separation. Another headline, Record Searchlight, that has nothing to do with reality. You even said it in there. And then, of course, you're talking about it. Now, the other big part of this is how all of these people were marching, and what are they calling for? The end of the Immigration Customs Enforcement. Let's just do away with ICE. What a brilliant plan. Because after Elizabeth Warren says that, what does she say after that? Okay, what will take its place, Elizabeth? Well, the answer is she doesn't have an answer for that. So, yeah, let's just do away with the Immigration Customs Enforcement. Yeah, the guys that take down, MS-13, take down all these other people, find these guys, find the bad guys, the guys that protect our borders, along with our customs and our border patrol. And what happens? Well, we don't know because, they're not bright enough to think, oh, well, what do we replace them with? Oh, we should start all over, Kamala Harris says, and come up with an organization that really is, reflects us. Really? What reflects us? What about enforcing the law? This is the part that I can't even argue with them anymore about it. What part of it's illegal to cross the border don't you understand? Oh, we should just let everybody in. And one of the people said, well, I didn't earn anything. Wait, I didn't earn my way in here. I was just born in here. I mean, she said it. And I mean, she actually mouthed those words, and it's in the paper. And I said, well, you know, I thought, well, honey, you haven't earned it. But there's been people that have earned it for you.
Yeah.
All you have to do is say, well, look, if you want to immigrate to our great country, and it is a great country, then follow the rules. You want to change the way we do things? Good. Have Congress do that. It's not up to the enforcement guys. It's not up to the police on the street to pick and choose which laws that they enforce. If you don't like a law, how about the cannabis law? You didn't like that? Guess what? They changed it in California and many and a few other states. They changed it. You don't like what's going on the border? Change it. But don't. Oh, let's just throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm not even exactly sure what that means, but it sounds good. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, newest branch, 1845 California Street. Head on down there and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back. Okay. I think somebody.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
And now, back to our show.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBike. Good morning, everybody. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the first Monday in July, July 2nd, quickly approaching our Day of Independence. And in that, we are going to be, we'll just be running the best of here and try and give every one of our people the day off. So we, you know, get the Sue will be off, Bob, Ashley, everybody will be off that day. So, good morning. The time is 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 77 degrees, going up to 102 today. The news is brought, or the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a chip the size of almost like a rice, you know, those get those little, like, you'll see it like a little X in your windshield, just barely can see it. Those will grow. Those can grow into really long, destructive cracks in your windshield. Go down to Crackmaster Windshield Repair and see Jeff Worst down there at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call, 241-8373, for an appointment today. So many things going on here.
Immigration protests. People from coast to coast hit the streets to protest President Trump's immigration policies over the weekend. The nationwide Families Belong Together marches and demonstrations were aimed at ending Trump's stuff. Number three, North Korea. Doubts continue to grow that North Korea is getting... Am I distorting?
It doesn't sound like it over here.
It just sounds like I'm distorting in my headphones. I always have to stop because it feels like a buzz. So doubts continue to grow that North Korea is getting rid of nukes. The new satellite images taken by San Francisco-based company suggest that North is actually expanding a key ballistic missile manufacturing site in Hamhung, North Korea. That files in the face of President Trump's declaration after a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that the nuclear threat from the North was over. Meanwhile, White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says the U.S. has a one-year plan for the North to denuclearize. Number four, Idaho stabbings. Police say a man attacked people at a three-year-old's birthday party in Boise, Idaho, over the weekend, stabbing nine people, including six kids. Yeah. There were initial concerns that the incident was a hate crime because the apartment complex where the party was held housed refugees, but police now say the suspect, who was charged with nine counts of aggravated battery, wanted revenge from being kicked out of the complex.
Wow.
And number five, new laws. The month of July brings the nation a slew of new laws. The minimum wage is now $15 per hour in San Francisco. Plastic straws are banned in Seattle. You have to be at least 18 to be able to get married in Florida. Uber and Lyft drivers face tighter alcohol rules in California. And elementary school kids get more recess time in Virginia.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me go back to that just for a second.
All right.
Okay, let's start with the
straws.
I knew
that hit your button.
But it does. The straws. And you know how this a little Girl Scout, said something about being able to save the ecology. Said, you know how many billions of, well, she probably doesn't talk like that, but she says how many billions of straws are used every year, blah, 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 blah. And that started this. And in some, and so like Seattle has now banned straws. It's not just straws, but it's plastic silverware too. I don't know how you're going to, you know, if you're banning plastic silverware, how do you make that work in, say, a McDonald's or a...
It's probably...
Well, that's mostly food. Hand food, but things you buy... Mom-and-pop stands are the ones that will suffer.
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be...
Now you're
going
to have to take the metal, you know, stuff.
No, there's a company that I'm sure coming out because, of course, I was in Arcata, and I thought about, okay, everything there is reusable. They have the... What they call when you... what's the stuff you put in your garden that you compost? This is for compost. This is why you're eating in the middle of the Arcata Square. And they had straws, but I'm sure those straws were biodegradable. So there's certain plastic that is not. Eventually we're going to, I don't know what you do is you just stop making them and you have to go with a certain company that makes a certain one that will be biodegradable. And it makes sense.
Follow the money. It could be, we go back to those paper straws that people got away from. The other thing about it, too, is, you know, of course, California did away with the plastic bags. But you can still get plastic bags. You just have to pay for them.
You can ask for them. I said, would you like a plastic bag? Would you like paper or plastic? And I said, I'll have plastic, please. And she said, you can reuse this. And so for me, reusing it means is I take everything that was in that, and after I take all the products out of wherever they were in and I put them back into the little bag, I then throw that bag away.
You get a much thicker, more durable bag that will take even longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just I know. You know, and so, but all these things they're doing like this, and then the $15 an hour.
In San Francisco.
In San Francisco, $15 an hour. All right. You wonder why Carl's Jr. and many of these other places have moved out of San Francisco? Because you've got a 1% to 2% profit margin, $15 an hour. That's just for your entry-level people. What about your cooks and other people been there? So this is going to be bounced all the way up. So, you know, the cost of this is just – it's remarkably high, and the impact it's going to have on people, on the amount of people who are going to lose jobs. You know what? And it may not be right away, but it'll be sustained because every restaurant you have there, $15 an hour for their waiters who are already making, a lot of them making a lot more than that because they're waiting tables, but $15 an hour minimum for them.
I'd like to hear from our servers and see, you know, for how hard servers work,
well,
and it's music for tips.
If it's $15, if they're getting paid $15 an hour, which is more than most people get paid around here, why would you tip them?
I don't know. Okay, let's go to the next.
No, because that means everybody. If your busboy's making $15 an hour, why would you tip to ensure prompt service? They're making $15 an hour because everybody would tip because, hey, look, this is a big part of what they make. Well, now they're making $15 an hour plus tips.
I don't know. Let's find out from our listeners what they think of you're going someplace, or from a server. I'd love to hear from a server if somebody, you know, I'm sure that they feel that it's about time for some people.
Well,
okay, LeBron, can I talk about the Lakers?
You're
I want to go into
McDonald's
the Lakers.
And places
I'm
like
trying
that.
To get onto the next.
I know you are,
here.
But I can't.
And you keep
talk.
Going on about the straws. King James taking.
I want to talk about straws.
Well, let's talk about
let's
the Lakers.
Let's take a straw poll.
Okay, King James taking his talents to La La Land is big news, but the bigger news is that he'll be joined by meme-worthy nemesis Lance Stevenson.
I have no idea who Lance Stevenson is.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I do know who the other guy is, LeBron James. So he has been with the Cleveland Cavaliers. They love him. And as you can tell, when they got into the finals, it was 5-1. LeBron James was getting beat up by everybody in the game, including probably two of his own players. And so I know what he said was, you know, I'm getting older, and I'm going to go where it's $150 million for four seasons. Let's just let this roll off your tongue. This is a man that started playing, I think he started playing right out of high school. Here's a man that's making $150 million for 4 years for playing basketball. That's where we are in our country. People, the owners, are not going to pay him $150 million for 4 years unless they can make three times that amount. You know that. On him, just on him. So here we are in our society where we've got people sleeping on the streets, we've got VA hospitals, not enough nurses and doctors because we don't have enough money to bring in the best. And we're paying people $150 million for 4 years. Imagine what our VA clinic or what our Health and Human Services, how about our police department? Imagine if they got, over a period of 4 years, $150 million. Think about that. What about our city? The whole city. What if the city government and the county government were said, hey, over the next 4 years, here's $150 million. Think you can get more people put in jail. Think you can put some more facilities out there. Think you can do this, this, and this. You know what they're going to say? Well, they'll probably say it at the Board of Supervisors. Hey, I'm not sure. I'm not positive. You know, Reading City Council might move forward. But
let's appoint a committee.
Let's appoint a committee to see how we're going to spend this money. Anyway. Think about this, $150 million, say it. Think about that. That's almost $40 million a year. Imagine $40 million a year, what it would do to the economy of this city and this county.
I could try to survive on that.
Of the whole city and county, though. But then LeBron James can say, I had a much better year than Redding and Shasta County. I deserve that much money. And you know what? I have to play, I don't know how many games I play, 100, 120 games a year. You know what? I earned that. These guys are busting me up, pushing me around.
Okay, okay. Good. This is good news before we leave. Okay. 12-year-old entrepreneur says his lawn mowing business is getting a lot of new clients after someone called the police on him for mowing the wrong yard. Reggie Fields runs Mr. Reggie's Lawn Cutting Service in the Cleveland, Ohio suburb of Maple Hyde. He has his cousins and his brothers and sisters working for him. The tiny landscaping crew was mowing a lawn last week when police showed up. Lucille Holt, the woman who hired Fields, told CNN affiliate that the children inadvertently strayed into a thin strip of their yard and said they cut the grass. Holt posted the live video of what was happening on Facebook, where it got almost a half a million views. They called the police to tell the police that the kids were cutting their grass. Who does that? So because of
well,
this
they
video.
But the people whose grass he was cutting saying, hey, those people call the cops all the time. So they had this little strip of grass, I guess, that was between their properties. And the kid, not knowing this, he's 12 years old, mm-hmm. trying to do a good job, cuts it. Well, anyway, since then, though.
20 new clients in recent
20 new
days.
Clients. He got a new lawnmower. Somebody gave him a new lawnmower. He's got new equipment. You know, and I didn't realize he had a little crew of his cousins and his brothers
he's
and sisters.
He's in seventh grade, and he's got big plans to diversify his business, man.
Diversify. Now he's getting into, he's going to take some of this money because they've raised
his IPO is just around the corner.
Yeah. You know, he's getting ready to get so he can get the snow blower so he can get out there on those people's yards. But then when he's blowing snow, the people next door will call the cops because he's blowing the snow under their sidewalk or something.
You know, I think it's great. He wanted to figure out what he could do in order to make money. So this is the way that you say
this
happens. Kids would mow lawns. They would babysit. They would weed. They would whatever I can do this summer to make money. They would haul your stuff. They would take your groceries. Anything for a tip or money.
I'd cut grass. I worked in service stations. I was an usher in theaters. I would do all of those things just to try and get some money. But you know, back then because. If you wanted to have a life, of course, you know, I would save nothing. But, you know, and how much, but it would be, but the whole thing is, here's a 12-year-old that's trying to earn money, do the right thing. It's like these little kids that have these lemonade stands, and they come out after them because they don't have permits. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Let's take a break. Four Winds Jewelry. That's where Linda goes when she has a minute to spare. She's driving down the street.
I go there for watch repair, and I go there for special gifts or cufflinks. They have great estate jewelry. That's Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages. Casey and our 1460.
Summer is here, and now is the perfect time to do some luxury camping, also known as glamping.
Glamping.
Imagine waking up in the wilderness in the comfort of your brand new Keystone Colt travel camper. Play our Summer Glamping Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, prizes, or a travel camper. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Thursdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win a Keystone Colt travel camper from Camping World of Reading. This camper is loaded to the brim with fun amenities and plenty of sleeping room. Let's go glamping, redefining what it means to be one with nature in style. Drawings Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Tuesday, July 31st, where you could win a travel camper for summer glamping, plus camping accessories. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for.
Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olzo Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. It's about 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 77 degrees, going up to 102 today.
102?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be hotter than that.
Think so?
I think so. What do you think?
So we have triple-digit day, lows of 69, I think, all week on... We only have 97, 92, and then, of course, on Sunday, looks like we're going up to another triple-digit figure. But, you know, it makes sense when you think about it, Carl. It was 106, 108. How hot did it really get over the weekend? I'm sure in various areas, as Bob said, we have, you know, a couple different degrees of separation.
14 different little climates, right? Mini-climates.
Yeah, it's, and from the east side to the west side can vary greatly. And the official temperature used to be taken in downtown Reading. But now, of course, it's Reading Municipal, which is an entirely different microclimate.
Yeah. What else you got going here, hon? I know the other thing I was wanting to talk about was the dams. They've just approved the four dams on the Klamath River. Three in Siskiyou County and one in Southern Oregon will be taken down. This is the largest dam removal in U.S. history.
Wow.
Well, now, there's two different sides to this one, of course. The side that wants them down says it's going to improve water quality, help fishing, bring in jobs, bring in business, all these types of things. The people against it, including the Siskiyou Board of Supervisors, says that this plan could result in very negative things for the county. It could cost them money. It could be an economic boondoggle. They're talking about when you drop millions of tons of sediment. Millions of acre feet of sediment that's been building behind these dams for, I don't know, what, 30 years, 30, 40 years. And so they're going to have to, one, divert the water or find a way of taking the sediment out and trying to do things with the sediment. At the same time, they're going to be dropping the dams, but they can't let all that water go downstream at one time. So they're going to have to be opening that up a lot. So you're going to be seeing an increase of the water going down there. But you still do have these tons of sediment. So when it starts going down, is it just going to coat the whole, you know, how long is it going to take for the sediment to be washed eventually to the ocean? Is it going to take years? Or are they going to be, or is it going to be, you know, what kind of impact on the fisheries is that going to have? Because they come up and they, you know, they have to lay, the salmon lay their eggs in this sandy, rocky spots there for them. And if it's covered with sediment.
And do not forget, this was gold country. There's a lot of mercury in that sediment, and you want to be careful about just letting it go downstream.
Well, you know what, and I would hope that they're looking at all of these things. I would just hope they're looking at all these things, and I'm sure they have. I mean, I can't imagine just somebody wakes up one day and says, oh, yeah, let's just drop these four dams. And then I believe you also have Native Americans are fighting this, too. So,
well, also in the news regarding, you know, things that are changing, SB1 funds allow major improvements to U.S. Highway 50. Smoother roads and transportation improvements have been promised to Californians. And the Caltrans Newsflash is they're going to start the projects in Sacramento, and these highway projects are improving safety and the quality of life for motorists. Now, as you know, wherever you go, it seems like there's just road construction and road construction. We know that 50 is a major way to get Tahoe and through the Sacramento area. And they are going to be, they say, transparent and dealing with this progress. They do have a video on YouTube, and it's the 173rd in a series of videos highlighting Caltrans activities, that the present wide-ranging and critical work that Caltrans does to enhance California economy and livability. Anyway, so what they're saying, there's going to be more of this going on. But so where are the dams again, Carl?
Well, they're on the Klamath. There's three of them in Siskiyou County and one in Southern Oregon. And they're all privately owned. Yeah, and LaMoffa was against
Pacific
this.
Power and Light.
Yeah, I think LaMoffa. Well, that's the other thing, too, is what about the cost of electricity in that region? Does that mean is there going to, does it go to PG&E? Is it how, you know, maybe there already was out there, but obviously if you have a dam, you've got some kind of electricity going through there.
Okay, remember about the truck, the van with the show dogs?
Oh yeah.
Did you ever hear that they found the?
They got one of them. Okay. Well, they know who two of them are. They've arrested one. My question is where did the $35,000 go to? The $35,000 in reward. Now, frankly, if Bob and I had taken that truck, I'd have turned him in. And then Bob would have turned around and turned me in. So we would have had, but you still would have maybe had a third person, Ashley. Ashley, we're with it. You know, we're going, hey, we got a truck. It's got dogs in it. Hey, there's a $35,000 reward. How about this, guys? They're not going to do anything to you. Come on. You know what's going to happen. They're going to just arrest you and turn you loose. There was no violence here. You didn't know there were dogs in the back. It was just you're taking the van to go out to where you were living out in the camp out there. I'm going to turn you in, and we'll split it. And you know what? Bob and I go, okay. So I steal a van with dogs in it, $35,000 reward. Ashley is our friend. Ashley turns us in. We go in. We spend a week in jail. Maybe. She gets the $35,000 and, of course, splits it with us, or she just splits. Bob, what do you think of that plan?
You think that would work? Sounds like a typical scenario in Shasta County.
To me, in fact,
there's the two guys.
I know. You know. Look at the guy. You know what? If you ever
Billy
get a chance.
Billy Joe Patterson.
Oh, my gosh. You know,
who's
wanted,
and Benjamin Larson in custody.
Benjamin Larson is driving around. Well, you know, he had dog hair all over him. And
so this was a case of larceny.
Larceny. I love it. Hey, did you hear about the Bahamas boat, or the cruise boat in Bahamas exploded, caught on fire, exploded, killed one person, and this other one is in a coma. Lost both legs.
She was a dancer.
Yeah.
And one of the show dancers.
One of the show dancers there. When you see that. You know, when you're on a boat, and you've been on ships. I guess I said when you're on a ship. Bob, you've been on ships a lot, and you're in the Navy.
When things go wrong, there's no place to go.
There's no place to go. That is why when you start fighting a fire on a ship, I mean, it is general quarters. Everybody that can haul a hose is hauling a hose. We have, when we were on troop carriers, like the LHAs, we had Marines assigned to the firefighting. The fire parties. And they would be there, you know, they were taught, you know, this is where you go to, this is the hose you get, and this is what you do. Because if something breaks out like that, a fire in a ship.
Nowhere to run,
and
baby.
It keeps getting recycled through the ship. Oh, yeah, this is something that, you know, everybody gets involved in this. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we've got James Massara is with us.
Enjoy the magazine. The first of the month, we always cover Enjoy, and it's such a highlight because it's positive and beautiful and all of the wonderful things that we've got going on in the North State that we can be happy about and learn from.
And the rest of the week, we've got the neighborhood police unit coming in, and got Congressman LaMalfa coming in. We've got all these things that are happening this week on our first week in July. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages and the news.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The FBI says a planned July 4th terror attack on downtown Cleveland, Ohio, has been foiled. Demetrius Pitts is under arrest, charged with attempted support of a terrorist organization. Authorities say that Pitts often voiced support for al-Qaeda. He allegedly spoke of bombing a July 4th parade in Cleveland and attacking people watching fireworks. As Canada slaps $12.6 billion in tariffs on U.S. goods, the European Union is threatening import duties on American products if the U.S. imposes tariffs on cars and car parts imported from Europe.
The European Union is threatening to retaliate with nearly $300 billion in tariffs on U.S.-produced goods if the White House moves ahead. Over the weekend, the president said the European Union is possibly as bad as China, just smaller when it comes to trade practices. The EU exported $47 billion worth of cars to the U.S. last year. That's more than six times what it imported from the U.S.
Correspondent Wally Hines. Republican Senator Susan Collins says she'd oppose any Supreme Court nominee that she thinks would overturn Roe v. Wade. And GOP Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says that he considers Roe settled law.
You don't overturn precedent unless there's a good reason. And I would tell my pro-life friends, you can be pro-life and conservative, but you can also believe in stare decisis. Roe v. Wade in many different ways has been affirmed over the years.
Graham on NBC's Meet the Press. Border Patrol arrests dropped sharply last month. We're not sure why, but it could reflect seasonal trends, or it could signal that the president's vigorous enforcement of federal immigration law is acting as a deterrent. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down about 59 points, the NASDAQ 2 points higher, the S&P 3 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Thai authorities say divers working in a network of flooded caves, now less than 3,500 feet from where they think a soccer coach and 12 boys have been trapped for 9 days. A break in monsoon rains and better pumps helping rescuers make progress.
We can see just down the hill from here is that engineers, Thai engineers, are pumping out water from the cave complex, around 10,000 litres an hour, officials say. And that's really helping the diving team inside the complex. At the moment, they're negotiating a very tricky bottleneck. It's full of mud. Today, they're trying to clear that out. And if they can get past that section, they'll be within a kilometre of the area where they hope the boys are.
The BBC's Howard Johnson. Israel has denied entry to a Jewish-American activist for advocating boycotts of the Jewish state. Israel's immigration authority says the activist, Ariel Gold, arrived in Israel Sunday, was refused entry at the airport. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The Yorkers at odds over a new arrangement allowing car share companies to use hundreds of public spaces.
New York is giving Enterprise Car Share and Zipcar 230 parking spaces on city streets as part of a pilot program. For that privilege, the companies pay a one-time fee of $765. They're also getting spaces in city-owned lots for about $1,000 a year each. Mayor Bill de Blasio pitched car sharing as a way to ease congestion and cut pollution while expanding transportation options. Car owners, some who spend 30 minutes looking for parking spots near their homes, see it as another inconvenience. Other cities like San Diego, Dallas, and Austin have already embraced the concept. Julie Walker, New York.
Electric car maker Tesla has delivered on its CEO's promise to build a lower-priced car at a rate of $5,000 per week by the end of June. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. With Carl and the Bot, and that was my earpiece that you just turned.
No,
it
was mine too.
Oh, he got me too.
Let me get both.
Maybe you got him. Okay.
Good morning on this Monday.
Good morning.
I was going to say, turn me on, Bob.
It's seven minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. Hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Same great walk-in humidor, except it's even better because it's bigger, and same great customer service.
Currently 77 degrees in the downtown studio. I think we probably checked that to see if we have a little bit higher digit. I think we're probably at 80. Our temperatures today will be 102 and our lows of 69. Tuesday we'll call for sunny and high with, 81. Sunny and hot with our high near 97 on Tuesday. And Independence Day will be around 92 with our lows on Independence Day, mostly clear with 64. Thursday calls for 92, and Friday we're getting back up into 97, where Sunday's around 100. Did I skip Saturday? Saturday's 97. So
you can't fault anybody for being able to keep up with that temperature, because every 30 seconds it's getting hotter out there.
No,
we fault nobody here. Some people take it too personally if we say we have, you know, the temperature is this, and then 2 seconds later it goes down.
Yeah.
We've had it almost every time we start at one and it drops to the, I don't know, the inversion layer or something like that.
The inversion layer.
The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. I don't know what else to say about the fact that they are our weather sponsors, and we love the Kennys, veteran-owned, and they have been with us for since day one.
Yeah. How about that? How about just saying that they're just great people over there? You know, we have all of our, you know what, every one of our advertisers are really, really good people.
They are.
I would believe so. And that includes you, too, because we have, of course, a little symbiotic relationship here. But we enjoy having you on. Everyone, you know, I had lunch this last week with a couple of different groups of people. SST Oil, I'm trying to get Chuck out again this week. Just to try and catch up, Martin and Pam, just all of our sponsors. I'm very, very proud to, you know, for them to be on our station.
First of all, cool, because we're in a business where, you know, our bread and butter comes from our advertisers, but you end up building relationships with them, and they're great people. They're what keep our community going around and around.
Well, and so you represent that like a whole place where people can go to your stores, to your website, and to your magazine, and what we think it's important enough to be able to, and we love the fact that you partner with us and come on for an hour first Monday of the month and talk about this month ahead of us, and so we're with the July issue, and of course very patriotic in the cover, and I'm sure
you did that one for Carl.
Yeah. We have a flag in front of our house. We fly a flag.
You do this for America, land of the free.
It's a great cover. I love this cover.
You know, every time I hear people somebody that said during this weekend saying, oh, I did nothing to earn it, I was born here, I think other people should be able to come in too. I think about, well, all those people that did earn it, you know, and when I hear things like that, I think about the people that that have helped build this country. And I'm not talking about just the military, but, you know, the military doesn't has played a big part. But the others that have built this country, and to think that you're taking it for granted just because you're born here, then I feel sorry for you.
Well, and listen, if you're in your mind even processing or doubting or anything that, you know, you were born here and, you know, it's just something that you get, you know, what a shame, because realistically, okay, so you don't have to do the same fight that somebody else did to get you here or to create what we've created, but it's your job, duty, and obligation to continue it so that the next generation has it and so on. So, you know, you've got to take just as much responsibility in delving into your community, delving into government, whatever it may be to help prop up, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of somebody that does that.
Where's Sally?
Speaking of that, here's Riley Sally. Sally, good morning. We got into it about this is such a great country and people that don't appreciate it. I feel sorry for them. They've got to learn, you know, that this can go away. This freedom, this independence that we have could just be taken away in one generation.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Did you know that actually July 2nd was the day that independence was formally declared?
It just took a couple of days for everybody to hear about it.
Yes, well, that too. And the final text wasn't approved until July 4th, and then it wasn't all signed until August 2nd. So there are multiple days here, but July 2nd was the day that it was actually formally declared.
Well, you know what?
Actually, Independence Day.
Well, you know what? I felt independent when I woke up this morning, but I try to feel like that every morning when I wake up.
I don't know if I'm programmed. It doesn't 4th of July just seem better than the 2nd of July when you say it? Mm-hmm. You're going to celebrate.
It kind of does. Hey, Sally, I know you're going to talk about what's happening tonight. So when you do that, and I have a question right after that I need your help with.
Okay. Well, tonight we are going to show a very interesting documentary on the author of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson. And I wanted to show this because it is historical, and I think it would just portrays what life was like back then and how hard it was to actually do what they did.
Well, this
and
wasn't
so
easy.
Come on out and view the movie with us. It starts at 6 o'clock at 2570. South Bonneview Road.
That's great. You know, now, Sally, what I wanted to ask you was, I got an email from somebody saying is that if they donate to the state of Jefferson, that there can be matching funds for this.
Yes, there is. And I sent you an email regarding that.
But as long as I had you on the phone, I was going to have you talk about it.
Yes. Now through the July 10th, we've got a generous donor in El Dorado County who has offered to match the funds of people who donate to they're having a fundraiser. And I send you that information? Let's see. No, I have it right here. Yes, and because we have a 501c3, you can also write off your portion of the donation up beginning with a $100 donation and more.
Right. Now, this is going to be
over $100 up to $10,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can write that off. Now, but you have to write it to Pecan, P-E-C-A-N, make the check to P-E-C-A-N.
Yes.
And you have to write on it that this is for matching funds.
Matching. In the memo, you have to say SOJ Formation Matching.
Okay. SOJ Formation Matching. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get that email. So I will, when people have asked me about it or put it out. So if you want to donate, you can get what you donate will be matched through the July 10th.
Yes.
Okay.
You're helping us get the word out about that, Carl.
Well, he sent it to me. I didn't realize it. And that's why I sent my email on to Terry going, you know, with the question mark. Okay.
And now people can either bring their check to the meeting tonight, and we will get it to Sharon Durst, who's in charge of this matching funds, or they can mail it to Sharon Durst.
Okay.
At P.O. Box 569, Somerset, California, 95684.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Sally.
Thanks so much, Sally.
Thank you so much.
All right.
You
bet. Okay, have a good day. Let's get back to James Masada and enjoy the magazine. And we're so happy to have you here over the 4th of July and what's happening in the July issues. We're going to take an early break when we come back. But first, we're going to say this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, our friend Sharon Clark, who began the business. If you're looking for somebody who could take care of a loved one or just yourself after an operation, bonded, trustworthy, call Home Helpers. There's a special number you can go to, Home Helpers at 226-8350. Or go to There's No Place Like Home, or go to writinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back with James Masada. We're going to talk about Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Empire, as we say it. We'll see you in a minute.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five-Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 81 degrees going up to 102 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Northern Firearms Instruction brings us this segment of the show. Largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. If you want to sign up for their women's only or co-ed classes, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Their classes go in this coming weekend, so sign up.
Our guest this morning is James Masada, and we love our segment with Enjoy the Magazine. So welcome.
Hey.
Okay, now we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of the...
We have to say hi to Rhonda. She's on the coast.
Rhonda, if you're listening this morning, enjoy that beautiful coastal...
I know.
And you know, what we notice is that throughout, especially the North State, the flying of flags on the 4th of July. I know the street down here in Redding will be lined with flags and, you know, going all through Oregon and Northern California on the beach to coastal towns. Lots of flags.
Yeah, Ferndale. All those places over there, they do the same thing. It's so fun. Mm-hmm. It really is. Yeah.
So let's talk about the magazine. What's going on with you in July, first of all? What's happening with your business? And you did Movies in the Park Friday, and coming up this Friday, what?
Yeah, so we just, so personally, you know, in theory, I like July because of celebrations, but I can't, I am not a person that does well in the heat, as I mentioned at break. So it's very hard for me to get through the summer here and keep a smile on my face.
Right.
So I spend a lot of time in the water, hopefully, and indoors. Mm-hmm. As far as our business, you know, July's and August, because it's so hot at the store anyway, it's usually our slower months. Mm-hmm. But we get a lot of people that are traveling, and we've seen a lot of, you know, we get a lot of now tourism coming in.
Okay.
So it's always great when the lake is nice and full.
Right.
And, so and I find that part interesting because we get to meet a lot of people from all over.
And ask, why are you here?
Yeah.
And they'll say, I'm here because of I'm houseboating or
whatever. Yeah, there's a million
driving
reasons.
Driving through.
And it's awesome. So I like that part of it. So, yeah, I mean, we're not doing right now anything super special at the store. Oh, well, actually, that's not true. So we just kind of partnered with Diego Tantradini, who does – he's the Italian baker.
Yeah, he's over to the Indian restaurant over there.
Priya.
And
the Four Corners.
Oh, gosh, he's got great stuff.
Yeah, so we are getting a and we found another person as well, which I can't talk about because we haven't finalized a deal yet, but – we're going to be getting a new pastry case. So one of our new features in the store is we actually have Tantradini's tarts right now. And so we're going to be opening up a little bit more to cater to maybe early shoppers and change our hours and get there more early so people can get really great freshly made baked goods.
I love that. So they can have a little baked good and some coffee and shop. Will you have little tables?
The whole idea is to eventually build that out. We're also trying to support Wilda's next door.
Ooh.
So, you know, you can go over there and get lunch during the midday and then come just into our store right around the corner and maybe get something that's kind of sweet to help you through the afternoon.
They've opened up now.
Yeah, they're doing, you know, it's nice.
It's a battle.
Yeah, everything downtown is
a battle.
But it's changing.
It's changing.
I'll tell you. It is changing.
Okay, what's happening for you? Let's hear about your change. Changing with the downtown.
No, you just can see there is so much more foot traffic than ever before. I mean, we've been there for 8 years, and it's unbelievable the difference from today.
And I tell you what, if you look at the things that are happening there. I mean, of course, KTU's knocked down the Dickens building there, Dickinson building. The fact is more people are starting to move around downtown. We still don't have all the shops that we need down there.
No, but they're coming.
It's a start.
Yeah.
It's a start. And like you said, and when you get more people coming that take the streets now, when that, in a few years from now, albeit, when the parking structure goes, that'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Yep.
Extremely.
Yep. So anyway, so that's kind of, you know, what we're kind of basically doing. We also talked about Movies in the Park, so we're in mid-season. We just, this last Friday, did a Thor Ragnarok, which was, we had a great crowd, and actually I saw that movie. That was the first time I saw the movie, and I quite enjoyed it. That concluded our shows at Caldwell Park this season, so now this Friday the 6th, we'll be moving to Anderson River Park.
Great.
So we'll be supporting our friends down in Anderson. We'll be there for the entire month of July. And then finally, after that, we'll be moving back to the Kids Kingdom Enterprise Park, where we have three movies. And this season's a little bit shorter than in the past, only because what we've really come to find out is school starts and football season starts. So, so we still have three shows in August. And you can go to www.enjoymoviesintheparkwriting.com, see all of our listings. Locations, there's maps, there's parental guidance, there's all kinds of things to tell you what we're doing. But Movies in the Park has been phenomenal this season. I mean, we always have had a great turnout, but we've been getting a lot more support from
food trucks and people, and you know, it's just it's exploded this year.
And we haven't even opened up the food truck mm-hmm. park down there. And I will be interested, frankly, on what kind of impact that's going to have on downtown.
Yeah,
and is it going to be a positive? Is it going to be, you know, kind of neutral? I know that some of the restaurants are, you know, they're not happy about this thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a lot less overhead when you're over there in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And it can suck away people from new businesses trying to start. So, yeah. I understand it, but they're taking that park over. Right now, the park is just blocked off from everybody.
Yeah. Because they're doing the construction.
Because they're doing
and
the construction.
And it looks great. Yeah.
And then, you know, then South City Park, the changes that are going down there.
Yeah.
But all those things are happening. With all these things happening, you're still putting out a magazine that is, yeah. you know.
My philosophy right now is anything's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown just needs change.
It
and
doesn't.
Then we'll find out if it's a good thing or if it's not. And if it's not, you know, quite often you will see that, you know, demand and or resources and or whatever mm-hmm. the influence in molds it by nature anyway. So you know what I mean? So if something comes and it just isn't a fit or doesn't work, it adjusts itself.
I know Linda and I are trying to figure out how to restart Johnny's Cat House.
Oh.
And, you know, with dancing mm-hmm. on the bar, you know, but make it legal dancing on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I never threw away my gold thong, so whenever right. you get that open, you let me know.
That's right.
I'll whip that baby out of the closet.
I got baby out of the closet.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about what's going on, because you've got, of course, a couple first things that we have. Well, first of all, let's talk about the cover. And
So this is one of my favorite covers. It's super simple, but Land of the Free, we have Betsy Walton's one of our great cover photographers. This is one of her children, and, you know, they go out and do all these great fun things, but you know how simple it is and how fun. I mean, that swing looks amazingly fun, and I love that the flag is there. It's just a great warm cover. It just mm-hmm. reminds you of simpler times, mm-hmm. and so
exactly rope swings.
Yeah,
and then you have like your winner. Who's Andy so Nathan, every, and what happened there?
So every month we now have a fun contest that you can go to our website, enjoymagazine.net, and log in, and you just win a chance or have a chance to win free stuff. So last month, Andy Mason won 2-night vacation trailer rental from Love to Camp. So that was super excited. We always take a picture of who the winner is and post it. This month we have a really fun collection of beautiful lavender products from Lavender Ranch. And they're one of our premier beauty, or I should say toiletry or bath and body companies out of Biggs.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful, beautiful. I mean, we get a huge amount of traffic come in just for these lotions and essential oils and things. So that's what we'll be doing this time. And there's nothing to it. You just go to the website. As soon as you log into the website, this contest pops up. You either enter or you don't. But then on the 25th of each month, I believe it is, they call the winner.
Is this Lavender Ranch located outside of the Chico area?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know who told me about this once was our friend Eric Woodstrom, who is the CEO of the head guy over at Five Star Bank. And he said, he said, there's this place that you should really check out. So I'm loving the fact that might have been 3 or 4 years ago he said that to me, and that you're carrying these products now full force.
Yeah, no, we've carried them for quite a long time, and they do really, really well for us. And they have a pretty big spectrum of products, you know, that they blend with their all-naturally grown lavender. And it's kind of interesting, but the bottles tell you how many blossoms are in each,
ooh.
And it's pretty staggering.
And how do you enter the...
So you go to www.enjoymagazine.net. Mm-hmm. As soon as the website loads, a pop-up will come that says, do you want to enter the contest? And you say either yes or no. You put in your email, you click, and you go right to the website from there. But then you're
in a drawing.
Signed up. Yep.
No questionnaire.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, you know, and I get it because I'm one of those people, I hate giving my email because then you get all this. And all it is for this contest.
Yeah, you never say anything bad.
No. Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing. Same thing with us. You have to put an email address in to be in the mm-hmm. chat room. But guess what?
But it's all for because you have to do it.
Yeah.
It just won't work unless you do that.
That's the way it works. But we don't ever send it out. We don't even know who it is.
Yep.
You know, so.
Well, in your article, so in your magazine so far, we're going to have to take a break here and come back into that. But you've got Walking on the Moon, so you've got
which is one of my favorite articles because personally, this is one of my favorite places.
You were talking about this with your kids.
I talk about it all the time because I'm so amazed by this. This is a really special gift that we have in our area.
And it's close by. So when we get back, we'll talk about that. And then also, you know, of course, Eureka.
There's a ton of stuff.
Wonderful places and people, of course, in the July issue of Enjoy. And we'll be right back after these messages. James Misato is our guest on KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security and Ounce Prevention since 1968 with a program to be able to get a trained officer trained to de-escalate things that are happening around them or to take care of it. But with just a phone call, be there in 10 minutes or less. 243-0295, North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back. Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new vines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:33 in the morning here on Monday, July the 2nd, coming up for Independence Day. That's right, July 4th. But today is Independence Day, as we've learned. It was first announced, but then the 4th, and some things were signed, and then it went on all the way up to August 2nd. So we got a whole month of Independence Day. 81 degrees going up to 102 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. These guys believe in independence. Better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Today we're here with James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. And we're talking about all the things that are happening here in Northern California for the state for the month of July. But the first one is like walking on the moon.
No. We're going to go to my town, then walking on
my okay,
on
my town, because I was just looking at was open here.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So this was just a really quick one. This is something that we started and have done for since we started the magazine and then have taken breaks and then brought it back just because it was requested. And I personally love it. It's called My Town. And every month we feature somebody that's from our Northern California community. And the reason why I like it is it really is just super simple. It allows you to be introduced to somebody that you may not know. And I think it's really important, the more people that we know, those are those special connections that can be, however you want to see, guided, serendipitous, fate, a blessing, just whatever it may be. But it's, I think, super important that we know who our community members are and who they are. And to be able to identify them and say hello if you saw them on the street, but just know a little bit about who they are and what they appreciate about living in our North State communities. And so I really like it because to me, you know, I get out a lot and I get to meet a lot of people, but there are so many people doing so many great things in so many different avenues of work and profession. And, you know, sometimes it'll cross your mind as like, you know, I wonder who does this or who does that. And this is a great way of finding out who those kind of people are.
This is interesting. She's the executive assistant to the
Kathleen.
To the president the Chico State University.
Yeah.
And she starts out by saying how the smell of lavender coming through her window. She hops on her bike to be able to get to work and all this. Totally, you know, she should be a, she probably is a writer.
I would imagine she has that
skill,
yeah.
Because of the way she describes things.
Mm-hmm. So it always just is this, a little bit of a personal sharing of why they love living where they live. And, yeah, hers is, I love it if you read it, it does. It talks about how, you know, she rides to work, the birds, all that stuff, and then that's her commute in the morning. And then she works, and then she gets to come home. And, you know, it's just an appreciation for where she lives. But now I know that Kathleen Hassig is, you know, executive assistant to the president of Chico State University. Who would have thought? You know, I didn't know that that person even existed. So I just think it's a really cool kind of thing.
And I do like the fact that you are highlighting individuals in our surrounding communities for that very reason. Again, it's bringing us in.
Yeah.
It's not just the storefront. It's the people inside that make communities tick.
And you never know, you know, I mean, you read the story and go, this is exactly the person that I needed to get a hold of for something that you're doing. Maybe you're doing a project and you needed this type of a resource.
We need to get her.
I know. Yeah. Right?
Now, moving on to one of your favorites.
Yeah.
You've talked about this several times. Now we've got a good visual of what the article's called, Walking on the Moon. And this is about the Cinderconen Lassen Volcano. I was just talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Going to live. Last year was the first time we'd ever been to Lassen National Park.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And depending on where you go, there literally is so many things to see there. I mean, there really is so many things. What's really interesting to me is they say walking on the moon, which, you know, you're, from any perspective, I guess it's what you're looking at is true. To me, it looks more like something even more foreign, like Mars or something. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is on, I want to say, is on the eastern side of the mountain. So you would actually pass Lassen and come back around. And this is considered a baby in respect to everything. There's been a debate on aging the cinder cone, but they're telling us now that it's about 350 years old, they believe. So it's a baby in the park.
Can you go walk on it?
So that's what's so awesome about it. So it rises 750 feet from where it's sitting, but by the time you've driven to the parking area, which is by a lake, and then you hike in about a mile, you're already at about six or a little bit, yeah, around 6,000 feet. So when you climb to the summit of the cinder cone, you're at almost 7,000 feet high. So it's a mile-long hike in, and when you're hiking in, it's not super severe, but you have to remember, you're walking literally in cinder, which is kind of like a really bigger, grittier sand.
Right, right? So you're sliding back and forth.
Yeah, and when you walk in, you're flanked on one side by a lava flow. So when you see the Hawaiian Islands and you see all that black cinder and it's creating those walls and things, there literally is a flow that you walk along to get to Cinder Cone that makes you feel like you're in a labyrinth. I mean, it is like a 30, 40-foot wall of black rock that you know, at some point was molten lava flowing. It's amazing. And it flowed into a lake and covered half of the lake. So you walk in, and as you're walking in, the sand and the cinder and stuff changes colors everywhere. So you get this mosaic of colors all throughout the ground, and it's beautiful.
A mosaic in what, like lighter browns, lighter blacks, or is it different colors totally?
Yellows. I mean, light yellows, like tan yellows, and rusts, like reds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, and grays and browns.
Well, you know what?
So then you can see the cinder cone in the distance as you're getting close to it, and you can see this little trail that goes up along the side. So you kind of scale, instead of going straight up, you kind of go at an angle and like kind of rotate around until you get to the top. But you think, oh, gosh, that's not going to be too bad. And then as you get closer, you can see the people climbing it, and they look like ants. Literally, have you ever seen like an ant hill or the stuff that's
– Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my gosh. And so you climb it, and of course, I'm completely out of shape, so I nearly died. Nearly died. I'm serious.
That was me going up the steps of the Statue of Liberty.
I thought it, and I was there with my son's class, and of course, all these young teenagers are like zipping up this hill.
They're running, yeah.
And I'm like gasping for air. I'm crawling on my hands and knees. But I finally made it all the way to the top. Yeah. And once you get to the top, you can walk the entire rim of the cinder cone, and you can walk 360 degrees. And it is the most spectacular view you'll ever see. You get to see the entire Lassen Range from the backside. You get to see all these lakes. You get to see massive lava flows, all the different colors in the sand. And then if you want to, there's a trail you can then climb down all the way into the cinder cone and go down to, you know, wherever the
lava came. How long did it take you on that hike to get to the vista?
Walking from the parking lot to it?
Yes.
Not very long. So it's literally a mile, and I would say that, you know, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes.
Okay, but it's uphill.
It is slightly uphill. So the walk in isn't horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's just not a hard surface. Yeah. It's a little bit softer. So that's doable because you can take a break anytime, sit under a tree, relax.
It's going up on the cinder.
Yes.
Like it's tough.
Now, I will tell you this. I discovered on the way down, which was magic and a lot of fun, it would seem like you should, you would need to go down small steps.
Mm-hmm.
And what we realized is you could run down it at full speed because every time you jump and take a step, you sink about a foot and a half. So it somehow slows your momentum.
Hmm.
So you can literally run down this mountain that looks like you should die, but you just kind of like are hopping like a kangaroo and jumping each step. And you sink, and then you bounce, and sink, and you bounce. And it's fantastic. It takes you, like, 2 minutes to get down.
Wow.
And it took me probably an hour and a half to get up.
You know, we discovered Lassen Park, and this is shame on us, last summer. And when the kids come up this summer, we're taking them all up to Lassen Park. And this may be something that we turn Vince and the grandkids loose on. We're gonna sit here and watch. I'll sit here with
this will give me a chance to talk
to my daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, and if you wanted to, there's, you know, but it's very sparse. There aren't not tons of trees, which is interesting. I mean, there are trees on one side and then not on the other. And to be really honest with you, I think on the cinder cone there may be like 2 or 3 trees on the entire cinder cone. That's it. And they just stick out like a sore thumb because, I don't, you know, they just aren't, I guess, not growing there. It's kind of interesting. But anyway, fantastic. One of many, many, many things. As we've talked about many times when I've been on, Lassen National Forest is a very underutilized.
It is.
It's one of the spectaculars in the country, and yet.
Yeah. And so, you can pull off anywhere and walk a mile in, and there's springs, there's a hot springs, there's all those things, and plus the emerald pond or lake and the turquoise lake.
Yep.
I mean, that's what they look like. I mean, it's truth in advertising.
For sure. Everywhere. It's really everywhere. So
okay.
Fantastic.
Okay, so, let's just take a quick break, and we can have the rest of the time to talk about what's going on.
We have to do.
Yeah, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. We're not talking assisted living. We're talking about a cruise ship that just docked here at 301 Hartnell Avenue. A gourmet chef, a cruise director, a full-time activities director. They call the guy Captain Brian, the one that runs this place. Everybody, you know, if you're looking to downsize, don't want to cut the grass anymore. You want your meals provided. All of this is at River Commons Senior Living.
Sounds like heaven.
Doesn't it? Give them a call at 238-5981. Stop by, have lunch with them, talk to the people there. Find out why so many people are loving River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back with James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine.
Spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Monday morning show, KTNR 1460. Carla Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio. soon to be at them and expanding into the front studios.
Which is going to be so cool.
It's going to be so much fun.
We can watch people out there. They can watch us. You know, it's going
to
be great.
Be able to see James and Rhonda live.
That's right. We're going to be telling.
Oh, yeah,
we're going to be we're going to be on one of the channels. We haven't decided yet which one it's going to be, but we'll be out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. We're here with James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. We talk about so many different things. We get into one like the cinder cones.
It's hard.
And, you know,
you have 110 pages of stories,
and every one of them has got something that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So this is another story from our friends at the Coast. It's called Just a Second, which is kind of cute if you see how it's done. The Inn at 2nd and C in the historic Eagle House. So this is a property in Eureka that has recently changed hands, and it kind of is a fun story when you think about how it is. It's some sisters that now own it. One of them's from the East Coast, decided to come over, thought they were going to do food truck. She had a child that was in a some type of a performance that was held in this incredible ballroom in this beautiful Victorian mansion that was built in 1888, and she just fell in love with it, told her husband that if it ever came on the market, she was going to buy it in a kind of joking way, and look what happened. She spoke it, and it happened, and now her and her sister operate this amazing boutique hotel,
mm-hmm.
and it's everything is kind of surrounded by this incredible ballroom that's just, I mean, you saw the picture. It's amazing. They can hold events. The rooms are all very unique and special. They've been given great names. So anyway, these are kind of the things that you always like. We like to share in the magazine because, you know, they're just great experience. If this is the type of thing that you like, the boutique hotel kind of environment or mm-hmm. the bed and breakfast or those kind of things. There are a lot of them, but a lot of them are great. Or secrets, and you know,
and it's amazing,
you just
isn't
have
it?
To uncover yeah. them, yeah. But if you see the picture of it, I mean, this is a 3-page article because there's a lot of information about this. I mean, the building is gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
and so yeah, I mean, you can make a reservation at the Eagle House and go to the Coast, spend some time at the beach,
beautiful,
eat fresh oysters at you know, Humboldt, I think it's called Humboldt Bay Provisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can actually, we've done a story on it. His name is Captain Sebastian. You take a tour out in the oyster beds, and he allows you to pick, I think, 6 oysters or so per person. And then you, after you've got them out of the water and learned all about it, that you go back to the Bay Provisions company that he owns, and they cook them in like 6 different ways, and you
wow.
get to eat them. Fresh
wow.
and, I mean,
that's
it's amazing.
That's a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah. That's a great experience. There's a lot in it. And the nice thing is it's so cool.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at it from the weather perspective. It's cool.
Right.
So this is a really great story. We also have, Playful Oasis Fun Center. This is a great story about a landmark, business here in our community that's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's now been taken over and run by their son, who graduated, I think, from Central Valley High School, and then used to work there as a child and loved it, and then moved away, wanted to get out of the area, as many young people do. He became a CHP officer and in Santa Cruz, and his father was growing weary of, you know, running an amusement kind of park. And
because we went about 6 years ago, and it was a little run down, so these pictures make it look like, woo!
He's been doing a lot of
yes.
renos, yeah. And they constantly are changing what they offer. They've got laser tag. We were there not too long ago. My niece came into town. We took her. Kids love the cars, what do you call them?
The bumper cars, yeah.
Go-karts. Mm-hmm. But they also had a laser room where it's like a maze where, you know, they fill the room with like this kind of smoke, and then there are laser beams everywhere, and it's like Mission Impossible, and you've got to like try to get to the other end and push a button by climbing through all the laser beams and not breaking them.
Oh, boy.
So that's kind of cool. And they've got laser tag, and they've got indoor golf and outdoor golf. And
nothing could be better than the last, when they did that remake of the Get Smart on the movie,
mm-hmm.
when they were going through the room with all the lasers that could cut things off and
yeah.
all that, and how they got through there.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't laugh out loud a lot, but that one with who's that guy from The Office? 40-year-old virgin. And all that. Who's the guy that stars in that? You know who I'm talking about? Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Steve Carell. He's going through this, and you know what? It's absolutely hilarious. So when you start talking about things like that, how do you get through it without breaking the beam?
Yep.
Okay.
And finally, in the store, we've got a couple things. Love to hear about your jerky. You've got a jerky meat story.
So it's jerky, and it's really a neat little story because I love how they actually, when they were being interviewed, tagged in here that it said, you know, Enjoy the Store was one of our first carriers of their jerky, which was true. But anyway, this is, again, another story that's local family makes good. Father Hunter takes his venison, turns it into jerky, gives it to his friends. He's a truck driver, gives it to a lot of his co-truck driver friends. They all fall in love with it. Doesn't have enough deer meat to do it, and so he has to start buying beef to do it just to keep up. And then lo and behold, before you know it, he's making more money doing the jerky than he is driving his truck.
Love it.
And so then son gets involved, who went to school, learned finance, worked for Wells Fargo as, you know, in a banking position, and decided to buy the business from dad, take his knowledge of entrepreneurship and his knowledge of running a business or finance, and continues to grow the business. And now they're in like 3,100 stores.
It's jerky uses 15,000 pounds of meat per month.
Yeah.
Think about that, 15,000 pounds of meat, and they reduce it down to 1.6 ounces. No, they have 15,000 pounds of meat. Think about that. You know, he starts out with venison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a huge success story.
Yeah. And they just recently built their own facility that's just off of 44.
Yeah,
you can see
right up there. And, you know, it says we've been, you know, offered distribution in the Midwest, East Coast. Right now, we don't want to bite off more than we can chew. I love it. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
So, okay, now this guy.
So, but they.
This is the guy we need to have on.
We carry, they're neat. And you know what's so funny to me about them?
They're good people, too.
They are. The boys, though, crack me up because they come in and service the account. But to me, they're born and raised here, but they totally seem like Italian, good old Italian boys from the East Coast. From the way they look, the way they talk, you know, if you're like Jersey Shore kind of, you know, guys. And they're, you know, they're good looking, they're stout and muscly, and they've got, you know, the way they talk and move. I'm like, are you guys originally from the East Coast? They're like, no, we get that. And I'm like, it's so uncanny that you were born and raised here, but you seem like you just moved from the East Coast.
Right. Oh, that's fun.
And it's great. So they have the you know, the traditional jerky, and then they have their meat sticks. And it says in here that their most selling is the honey pepper. And let me tell you what, I know why. I'm like addicted to the meat sticks, the honey meat sticks. They're amazing.
And locally made.
I can eat the whole entire thing. Yeah, and it's all organic and natural. And
great.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, so now speaking of food, something else. Now, do you carry this in?
The cheese?
Yes.
I don't, but this is one of those things that we're working towards.
Okay.
Yeah, so we want to, and we've carried cheeses in the past, and we discontinued it. We need the proper type of...
refrigeration?
Yeah, we have the proper type, but it just doesn't show it very well because it's a vertical refrigeration versus, you know, cheeses, people are used to buying them out of, you know, round, kind of shallow, where you can actually see the cheese.
Is this local as well?
This is on the coast. This is over again in the Eureka area. And Rumiano Cheese Company. Mm-hmm. So Rumiano Cheese Company was started way back in the day in like a couple of Italian immigrants that came. And they came to Gold Mine, and then the World War I started, and they had to move to the Bay Area. But they always wanted to have a dairy farm, which then they made happen, and it ended up that they were producing milk, and then they started producing more milk than they were selling, and so they had to continue to evolve and change. And so this story is about how history can make, you know, events in history can make changes to family businesses.
Right.
And so one of the brothers decided to go to UC Davis and take a short course on cheese making. And so they started using the excess milk and turning it into cheese. And it's kind of like one of those things where It just succeeded, and they are one of, they were and are one of the largest cheese manufacturers in the country.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so you can go do tastings, and, you know, it's got some great history in here about all kinds of things. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't realize how some of the best products
we have right here in Northern California.
In the
started
country.
Right,
yeah,
here.
Yeah, and are still here.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to get try and get the jerky guys on. And because we just love local, and we've done this. You know, I've seen something in the magazine. And I said, but you know what? Those guys have, you know, are really interested, and we have them on. Mm-hmm. And we have a great time.
Yeah.
But we also explore, you know, how did you do this? You know, you start out with deer,
mm-hmm.
and then it grows to 15,000 pounds a month.
Yep.
I mean, that's a lot of jerky.
Yep. So it is a lot of jerky.
It is a lot of jerky. Wow. Hey, look, we got to run. James Masada, thank you so much for joining us today.
Always my pleasure.
And don't forget the 98th annual Tehama District Fair is going to come up. Burlap sacks and cowboy hats.
Oh, yeah.
July 19th through 22nd. You'll see
and
some of that stuff and enjoy.
Movies in the Park.
Yep. Happening this Friday. Yeah. We'll be doing
Anderson.
And Anderson at the amphitheater. And we are showing, what is it? Pirates of the Caribbean,
ooh.
Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Okay. Now, tomorrow we're going to have the sergeant in charge of the neighborhood police unit. We want to talk to him about the difference they've made since they've, you know, since we stood this unit up and the things that they do. He's going to be bringing some statistics, but also so we have a better understanding of what the neighborhood police unit is, does and is supposed to do. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's going to be hot today. It's going to be up to 106 degrees. So, I know. So, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew.